I'm Tim Lotch, Insect and Plant Disease Technical Manager with GrowMark.
Okay, Tim, we're going to give a little spring pest update. So first of all, Tim, why don't you tell me about the territories that you cover in particular with GrowMark?
Sure. I am responsible for technical management of the insect and plant disease function for all of GrowMark's footprint. Our core operating geography would be Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. We also have affiliated operations in Canada and in the Northeast U.S. as well. But I'm probably most familiar with this upper Midwest geography.
So what does your job entail? I mean, do you get reports from different parts of the area and just compile what's going on in different parts of your territory?
That's right. During the growing season, my primary responsibility would be to support the 600 crop specialists that we have throughout our system, which are the primary point of contact directly with the farmer. As problems come up or questions arise, they would typically reach out to me, particularly as it relates to insects and plant disease. And then we also serve as a technical training arm for the organization, producing newsletters and hosting various training events throughout the entire calendar year, really.
So we're at the beginning of the planting season. Things are going a little slow overall. How about in your area of the country?
Well, it's sort of a tale of two cities. South of Illinois Route 16, which bisects the state east-west about a third of the way up the state, the southern third of Illinois, has been extremely wet, with almost no field activity occurring across the southern third of the state. And those conditions gradually improve as you go northward. And in north-central Illinois, as well as into Iowa, ground conditions have been much better. And so we've seen significantly more field activity in those parts of the world than here where I'm based.
All right, so at this point in time, is this excessive moisture causing any disease problems in that part of the world?
I spent the last couple of weeks or so scouting wheat fields in southern Illinois, again, traveling the countryside with crop specialists, and what we're seeing is probably conditions that are setting up favorably for disease development, particularly in the wheat crop. And as we look ahead toward the 30-day forecast, if conditions remain somewhat wet and humid and temperatures start warming up a little as we might expect them to through mid-May, we could see some moderate to severe foliar disease pressure developing in the crop as we approach that critical flag leaf stage. We saw extensive powdery mildew issues in several fields at first joint, which is an early warning sign because foliar disease early in the vegetative stage can build inoculum that makes the fungus much more difficult to manage later on. So we've seen several producers tank mixing a fungicide with their Harmony application for this very reason. They're trying to get some early knockdown of that fungus before it gets a foothold.
What about insect pressure? What are you seeing there?
In the wheat crop, really very few concerns, very few aphids that we're able to find. I would probably encourage growers at this point to be somewhat watchful for armyworm in the weeks ahead. I know that University Monitoring has started picking up armyworm moth flights in the past week, so we could see some potential issues with those, but really no insect concerns to speak of in the wheat at this point.
Well, as corn is starting to be planted, any issues concern for those growers?
Well, across north central Illinois, we saw some significant planting activity last week. I think planted acres jumped from near zero to 15% in just the course of a few days. And we actually have seen some corn just this morning, received some pictures of corn that had spiked through with overnight temperatures below freezing. So as you know, that could put the crop in harm's way. But given the short duration of the cold spell we're expecting here and the early point in the germination process. I think the growing point will probably remain well protected, and we shouldn't have any significant issues of freeze damage. The bigger problem, I think, is corn that has not yet emerged is really a higher risk situation. It's subject to any number of problems when soil conditions are wet and now have turned cool.
Well, as we go through the growing season, Tim, tell me a little bit more about what you do with GrowMark, how that helps the growers and the people that are part of the GrowMark FS system that can take advantage of the services that you offer, and how that will help them throughout the growing season.
One of the things that that we do is there are several of us on staff in technical positions that cover the gamut of fertility to weed science to insects and diseases and so forth, that write timely newsletter articles that are geared toward the conditions that we're seeing on the ground. We produce those every week, and then those are collated monthly into issues that are actually distributed to farmers, to growers, and others across the FS system. Our crop specialists actually receive those newsletter publications as they go to press, and so they are constantly being updated with the latest information that we're seeing and hearing from the field. And so we not only try to tell them here's what's going on, but here's what to look for in terms of the nature of the problem, the symptoms of the problem, as well as options for managing that problem. Then as we get deeper into the season and we have sort of head-scratching problems that are difficult to figure out, potential interactions between diseases and herbicides and things that are a little bit tougher to solve, we may actually spend some time out in the system, in the field, alongside with our crop specialists and our field sales agronomists to do some in-field diagnostics, just get more eyes on the problem, get more experts drawn into the problem. We leverage our network of university affiliates to help us resolve some of these more difficult issues. And then as we get into the course of the summertime, when the crop is up and growing well and we have an opportunity to really see a lot of a lot of potential pest problems in action, we often do some in-field training events in collaboration with some of our university and industry partners like Monsanto and Purdue to help us train some of our new entry-level agronomists, as well as we even try to target programs toward our more advanced agronomists as well to make sure that we keep the system technically sharp.
Well, that's all the specific questions I had, Tim. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Okay, I mentioned earlier that corn that has not yet emerged but is sitting in cool, wet soil is a problem. And the main issue here is that germination activity really slows down and exposes that emerging seedling to more potential problems under the surface of the soil. And one of the things that we're concerned with right away would be corn seedling diseases. There's a whole complex of different pathogens that can affect corn at this time. And if you see weak or uneven stands, that really should trigger some further investigation. The problem with this is that the symptoms are often non-distinct from other issues like herbicide injury, so you have to be a pretty good detective here to really ferret out what the root issues are. But oftentimes, if you dig plants in those areas, you're going to find that there's injury or mortality to the seed, the roots, the mesocotyl, other plant parts, and emerged plants will actually damp off. They turn yellow, they wilt, and they die. So, I think once you get into that situation, you've got to be thinking about what in my management system may have caused this situation to happen, because, really the only option for dealing with those issues, whether it's Fusarium or Pythium or Rhizoctonia, is prevention. We've got a lot of great seed treatment options available today on the market, and using those tools may help when adverse conditions arise unexpectedly after planting. The other issue on corn that I would encourage growers to be watchful for is cutworms. This season, Purdue is reporting really impressive catches of black cutworm moths in southern Indiana and the counties bordering Illinois. So when you couple the limited fall tillage and fall herbicide applications that we were able to get done last year because of the late harvest and wet conditions, and you couple that to a delayed spring operation, we got a lot of fields that are getting weedy that are providing excellent habitat for cutworm egg laying and larval development activity. So, you know, as we look at the number of moths, the field conditions, the forecasted weather for the next 30 days, they all suggest that we're probably setting up for a fairly intensive cutworm season this year, starting probably around mid-May.
And well, thank you very much, Tim. That's Tim Lotch with GrowMark, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman.